I leapt on off the platform to adjust the camera to move it. And when I stepped back up, because we put cones in front of those steps,
right.
when I stepped back up onto the stage, as soon as I put my foot up, I was like, this is really tight. Like, this is
pinching
tight.
Off your circulation.
Wait, you thought about it and you still did it anyway?
Well, no, I was like, this is tight. And I was like, I'm going to have to really get some force to get my leg up and over. And as soon as I went to force it any further, it just exploded. And
Where was the rip at?
From literally the top of my ass to the front of my nuts. Like
from the top to the, so from like, that's right through the Gooch Bridge.
The land bridge.
Like my, the pants were split in half. If you put them on, you could put one leg on and then the other leg on. That's how bad they were ripped. And my dad goes, oh, we'll get them sewed. Welcome to the Pine Room Podcast. Hopefully you've enjoyed the shows in the past, but we're testing a new format that we hope piques your interest and hopefully gives you a better idea of what we're going to be discussing each week. From now on, at the beginning of each show, each person is going to be rolling a 20-sided die. The person who rolls the lowest number then becomes the moderator for the week's show, and it's their job to move the conversation along and switch between various topics or questions that can be found either on the moderator's cheat sheet or custom ones they brought in for the week's show. If you have any questions or topics you'd like us to discuss, send us an email to contact@thepineroompodcast.com, or you can DM us on social media. Now, let's get into the show. You're listening to the Pine Room Podcast.
This is so fun.
Soup is the moderator.
Congratulations, Soup. Your first ever.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to episode 108 of the Pine Room Podcast. I've never moderated.
Oh, you got to come over here.
Nuh-uh. Yeah. I get to sit in your seat. All right,
Soup's changing seats.
Yeah,
so the first one doesn't count. I'm just laughing at this. This says, do you have any memories from the ages 3 to 5? Oh, I don't think so. I remember a little bit of preschool and kindergarten, but still that's like 5, 6
range. Are we going into this?
Yeah, I want to go into it. I don't want to hear any BS from you either, Jubb.
I think we talked about this before, though, how far back. Like
I don't know who was. I don't remember who was on.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. But we were talking about how far back you can
remember.
And did we talk about why there is that dead period before you can start remembering things? Is that I always attribute to be, I think it would be too traumatic, like if your brain knew what it was like coming out and getting
part of your brain that remembers that stuff hasn't even grown yet. So that's like, part of the issue.
Do you think I have a weird belief that this is so off topic. So I'm already going to take this off topic. I have a weird belief that we all have experienced a life before the life that we're in now.
It's not impossible.
So when our brain is before, like what we don't remember as we are born is still the person before us kind of wearing off.
Wait a second. Then, no, were we babies in the?
No, maybe you were a fireman or whatever. Okay. Just total example here. You're a fireman. You get killed in your life previous. You die. You go somewhere, whether it's heaven or whatever. It's like a subway station. Then they go, all right, you're not done with your experience left. You got to come back here. You're going to live a new life.
Hmm.
And you come down here, you get born as a baby, and you remember maybe a couple things, and then as you get older, all the previous life washes away, and you start your new one.
When do you remember the things?
Like 1 to 2.
Oh, but you can't do anything yet.
You just don't have the faculties to express.
Wow. It's like Fairly Odd Parents, kind of.
There's studies. There's been people that have been born with that can remember like being in battles in like World War II.
Have you seen that kid that thought he was a pilot?
Well, he truly believed.
Had he seen any of that stuff?
Every person in his platoon at like 11 years old. It's impossible.
Did he see any pictures or like videos before that?
There was nothing.
Because you're right.
Every single person's names, nicknames, what missions they were on,
where he went,
the battles that they fought in. They got shot down. And over the South Pacific,
that gives me chills.
It is incredible.
Yeah, it's a really fascinating. Like the kid, he would like draw pictures of planes.
Yes, when he was in like kindergarten, he was drawing all these bomber planes and these models of planes that had been discontinued for years and years. And people were like, "Where are you getting this? Do you have a grandpa in the military? Do you have a dad?" Like, no, nothing. No. Had no experience to it at all.
Like he hadn't been like
no one ever like taught him anything more than a regular kid would learn about planes and about military. So it, I mean, I never used to believe in that, like, reincarnation, but it, there's some facts out there that maybe support
it. Have you guys ever seen, like, a picture or, like, a video, and it, like, looks familiar, but, like, you've obviously never been there?
Well, absolutely.
That's what I think, partially, when sometimes when I have deja vu.
Oh, the deja vu's awesome.
You think that thing. But this is called, nearly six decades ago, 21-year-old Navy fighter pilot on a mission over the Pacific was shot down by Japanese artillery. His name might have been forgotten.
What was his name? Jim or James?
James Leininger.
Yeah, there you go.
Quite a few people, including those who knew the fighter pilot, thinks James is the pilot reincarnated. James' parents, Andrea and Bruce, a highly educated modern couple, say they, quote, probably the people least likely to have a scenario where this pops up in their lives. It says, from an early age, James would play with nothing else but planes, his parents said. But then when he was two, they said the planes their son loved began to give him regular nightmares. I'd wake him up and he'd be screaming. Andrea told ABC News, Chris Cuomo, she said that she asked her son what he was dreaming about, and he would, quote, reply with, airplane crash on fire, little man can't get out. Andrea says her mom was the first to suggest that James was remembering a past life. At first, Andrea says she was doubtful. James was only watching kids' shows, his parents say. They weren't watching any World War II documentaries conversing about military history. Another time, Andrea said she brought a toy plane home and pointed out that it appeared to be a bomb on the other side. She says James corrected her and told her it was a drop tank. I've never heard of a drop tank, she said. I didn't know what a drop tank was. Then James's violent nightmares got worse, occurring 3 and 4 times a week. It says the kid hadn't had any cultural conditioning, the layering over experience in his life, or so memories can percolate up more easily. There's a lot of different... Oh, then it says that James is actually James M. Houston Jr., a fighter pilot that was shot down in World War II. He said James told him he had been shot down at Iwo Jima. James had also begun signing his crayon drawings, James 3.
Right.
Bruce soon learned that the only pilot from the squadron killed at Iwo Jima was James M. Houston Jr. Bruce says James also told him his plane had sustained a direct hit on the engine. Ralph Klarber, a rear gunner on a U.S. airplane that flew off Natoma Bay, says his plane was right next to the one flown by James M. Houston Jr. during a raid near Iwo Jima on March 3, 1945. Klarber said he saw Houston's plane struck by anti-aircraft fire. Quote, I would say he was hit right head on, right in the middle of the engine.
If that kid seriously has no, like, no one told him this stuff, that is one of the craziest stories I've ever heard.
To me, that's almost like proof that this is possible.
That there's a higher being or something.
How old was he?
He was 7.
That's just almost impossible.
To me, like, how would he even know what a drop tank is?
I don't even know what a drop tank is.
God. Either.
James 3? Are you serious?
So he would, he would sign his name as James 3.
That kid's him. I mean, that has to be the dude.
What's the alternative explanation?
I don't know.
Demonic possession?
I think a lot of that's individualized, because here's the deal. It's no different than there's probably just those special people out there that get to have those experiences, because at the end of the day, if it was meant for everybody, then we all would have that experience, right?
True.
It does make it, there's not many, so I would imagine it's a one-off, so I can understand the conspiracy theories behind it. But jump back to you when you said, if you believe in that scenario right there, do you believe that, do you think people ever live the same situation? Not meaning as in the same person, because obviously that can't happen, but meaning as in whatever life you lived before, that you're technically the same thing in a different light, or you're always, something's going to vary.
Like you
were a fireman.
And now I'm a fireman now.
You were a fireman, and then all of a sudden you came into the world and you were a fireman
again.
You go in to be a fireman again,
and you just keep being fireman.
Or do you think there's all the different scenarios?
I feel like there's a really cool theory. I don't know what it's called. I don't know the research behind it. But people say there's some group of people that believe that you are every person ever to ever existed, and you are experiencing every sort of role that you can possibly exist, and once you finish all of those roles, then you ascend to a higher
being. A terrifying thought.
So basically you pass
on, but you won't know,
you don't remember your previous life, and then you go into
Well, I wouldn't want to remember some of those things. Life. God, what, yeah, what if I was a sexual deviant and predator?
But that's like so basically we're the same person. That's what this theory that we're the same person. We just don't have a connection until we pass on. You kind of get a summary of what you've been and where you've been.
I don't believe
that.
And
then you get shunted back into another.
Well, everybody's Catholic in this room, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that does defeat the purpose of Catholicism, right? As in what the thoughts are, they're completely against reincarnation.
Right.
It's a stretch. It's really a stretch. I mean, obviously that kid ain't making shit up at 7 years old. So, at the end of the day, so I agree. I mean, it makes you want to hang your hat on something. But I guess if I'm going to, and I'm not some big Bible beater, but I think I'm just going to roll with my original thoughts on all
you ever, you ever try to wrap your mind around all of it? It literally hurts your head.
Well, it's crazy, right?
Like if you try to actually think about the space and then try to think about how it all happened. It's an endless. It is an endless thought that I don't know how you could anyone could ever figure it out.
We're never going to.
Have you ever said this is a horrible analogy? Have you guys ever seen the movie This Dog's Life?
Yeah.
Same kind. Great flick for if you like dogs, you will probably shed tears at some point.
My
time
mom watched it. I don't watch it, but
I won't watch it.
I get it, but it's actually it's. You know what? It's not gonna like. There's some happy, a lot of happy.
Yeah, I don't
think
it's as sad as it possibly
like
could
a Marley,
be.
And like, Marley, like yeah, a Marley, Marley and yeah, and stuff like that. But yeah, it's on the same basis right here as the moral story.
Because the dog dies, then he's reincarnated as another dog, but they don't recognize the new dog, and then they find out, oh, this is the other.
Wow.
Dog.
Yeah.
But
that's like I forget if Neil deGrasse Tyson said this or not, but they said. One of those astrophysicists, whatever they are, said, if you go out to a beach, like let's just say it's your favorite beach, wherever you guys go, you stick one finger down in the sand, you pull it up and there's a grain of sand on your finger. And then you look around like that's where you are on Earth. And then all the other grains of sand is like everything else.
It's the rest of the universe.
Like the rest of the universe. And that's every, like, it's just crazy to think of.
So anyway, back to the original question.
Wait, what was the original question?
It was, do you have any memories from the ages from 2 to 5?
Oh, 3 to 5.
3 to 5.
Yes.
I don't, I struggle.
I don't remember where I was at 3 to 5. I don't know where
I remember kindergarten vividly. I was in fifth grade. I was 5 at kindergarten. I remember it very vividly.
Yeah, I remember
first day
kindergarten.
School? I do. Actually, I remember it in the crazy. I was hanging onto my mom's leg. I didn't want to be left. It's how I met my buddy Mila Fadul. He's the one that actually came up to me and was like, hey, kind of like Jesus, like stick around kind of thing. Yeah, I remember and it literally happened for probably 6 weeks.
Every day?
My mom, it was brutal. And then actually, I lived it with Luke. Luke didn't want nothing to do with it. It was brutal. Started my day every fucking day just brutal because you felt bad because you're dropping your kid off and he didn't want to be there. There was no B alternative. It was fuck kid, you're staying.
You got to go.
It's kind of tough. So, yeah.
My mom would have to help me out with this because I don't know for sure. But I think we were pretty okay going to school. I think I definitely didn't want to go. Like, it wasn't something that I was thrilled to do. But after the first day of getting forced to go in, I think I was okay. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I didn't throw too much of a fit. I don't think. How are you on the first day?
Forced to go in.
Right?
Nah, I think I was all right. I mean, maybe a little bit. Obviously, you're nervous probably. But, yeah, no, I mean, I don't think that I had any issue.
The first day of school on like any level was like
it was awesome. Wait, you didn't like going back to school?
Hated. Fuck no.
Absolutely. I thought
after summer, oh my god, I hated
it. I don't
that.
Know. Maybe it's because we just messed around so much and
it depends on the
schools we went to.
Like at high school, I didn't want to go back to school because it was such a waste of my fucking time.
College, I didn't mind going back because that's such a different thing because you're moving away and you're independent,
getting
then.
Away from your family.
Yeah,
you guys did you have to read like summer books and stuff?
I never did. Did you ever read summer reads?
I did.
Cliff Notes.
What was your mandatory read? Do you remember?
Jeez,
ours was Tangerine and
every year.
No, it was Tangerine.
Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies was in school, I think.
No, I thought that was out.
Lord of the Flies one time.
I don't remember. Of Mice and Men?
Yeah, that was probably
that's
one.
Great,
that's
good
that's
book.
One of the classic
I don't
ones.
Know about the book, but the movie's really good.
Crucible.
Yeah, Lenny.
Crucible.
That's my dog.
Lenny. Crucible, yeah. The Flight, or the Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner.
Did you tend to the wabbits?
Beowulf.
The wabbits. Heavy petting.
That's Lenny. I'd definitely be Lenny. If I was anybody, I'd be Lenny.
Lenny.
Yeah.
Poor
I'd just pet the dog too hard.
What was his other? George?
Mm-hmm. George.
Of the Jungle. There we go.
Yeah.
I can't remember much between those times. I don't really. I mean, I can vaguely remember maybe hanging out with Aunt Kim, like when she would babysit us It's kind of, but preschool's a wash. I don't remember anything from that.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, I remember the first day of preschool, but I don't remember like
remember a taking
day.
A nap on the towels,
and then that one kid stood up and got naked.
What well, school did you guys go to?
How crazy is it? Not too long ago, we realized that we had the same preschool teacher.
Who?
Didn't we have Mrs. Milligan, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She was your preschool teacher?
That was, yeah.
Shout out Mrs. Milligan.
Wow. I do remember this, though. It's funny how you remember when you get, like, not traumatic things, because I don't want to sound too dramatic. Hey-o. But, like, I do remember when she yelled at me, I had spilled my something, like juice or milk or something, during some sort of little, like, group movie or play or something, and she yelled at me. And ever since that, I remember that. And as I look through the times when I got in trouble in school, those are the things that I remember. Not like good stuff.
The authority all bad shit, stuff. Right?
Yeah. I told you last time I got my card flipped for not putting my name on the top of my paper. My principal, he yelled at me one time because he said that I kicked one of my friends under the lunch table. And I never kicked any of my friends. He like chewed me out in front of the whole lunch. And that messed with me bad, and I still don't talk to him. I'll see him around. I still don't speak.
What principle is that? Are you allowed to say?
I'll tell you after. Oh.
Were your cards when they got flipped? Did it go green, blue, yellow, orange, red?
No, ours were the same as a stoplight. So green, yellow, red, or no, green, yellow, orange, red.
Maybe that's what. No, we had a blue in there then too. I think blue is second worst.
So don't bullshit. These public school kids, they got their cards flipped. We got beat at the Catholic.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You guys were molded.
Yeah, yeah, we got you would get green, blue, and then after the next one, you got taken out back.
Yeah, it was beat. Called purple because that shit went up against your skin.
Yeah,
you
poor pain.
So it matched your bruise 100%. Color.
Yeah, yeah. No, we weren't. I don't know when they stopped beating kids, but
I never got beat. Yeah, I got hit a few times, but not beat.
I never got hit either.
Like
so.
We mean,
like nuns.
You got whacked.
Yeah, well, one of the early memories I had when like kindergarten is we had Sister Maria with a cane, and if you were like, out of line, she would whack you in the back of the knee and like you'd like fall down. Like if you were dicking around, God. I got that a few times.
With a cane, hey. She did you with a cane.
Hey, I wasn't lying. Goddamn
like,
it,
real God cane. Damn. Like she was an older lady. She needed a cane for support, and man, she would stop and she'd hit you in the back of the knee, and your knee would like shut and it would go down. And
you should just turn around and kick the cane out from her.
I was terrified. I wasn't gonna say
yeah.
anything.
Yeah,
to
those ladies probably horrifying. Back
isn't it?
Then.
Isn't it funny how when you're a kid, those adults look like apps. Like
yeah, she's
giants.
A giant, and she's like 4'9".
Yeah,
and I was kind of tall for a kid.
I just recently saw my preschool teacher as we were setting up for the night the races down at the vets, and we had to go get tables, and I just recently saw my preschool teacher, and I always remember her being like to me real tall and lanky, and then when I met her I'm like 6 foot tall, so then I see her for the first time in like a decade, and I towered over top of her. I was like, I don't know why I ever was terrified of you, but I never was terrified of
her. Yeah, who's allowed to play with crayons now, man?
She was so nice to me. That was the only reason I probably went into preschool and enjoyed my time.
Job always says, like, when we go into, like, a restaurant or, like, we're, like, walking through a public place, he always goes, I just feel big.
I
feel like bigger than everyone.
You have to feel like that sometimes too. I mean, everybody here, probably Jared.
You know, the worst thing is not the worst.
What Jared. The heck, dude? He's not that little.
No, but I'm saying like all of us are 6 foot tall. You're 6'1", 6'2".
Like, what about when you're at a bar or not even a bar?
And you're standing
anywhere,
in someone's way,
or you're sitting, and then you either meet somebody or somebody that you get introduced to or whatever, and you like stand up. And they're like down there, and then they're like, "I didn't realize how tall you were." Like,
yeah, I've never had that before.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I don't know. Here's
I wouldn't want to be any taller. I can tell you
how
that.
How does that? Wonder how that happens. You're tall. Your brother's tall. Jub's tall. My dad's tall. Chris is pretty tall.
Yeah, everybody. Well, I would say almost all of our family's about 6
me.
Foot.
Your kid,
how
Jared,
tall? How tall is Sam?
Sam's probably 6 foot. Yeah. About 5'11", 6 foot.
And Max.
Foot.
Yeah, so
Max
everybody's around. I bet everybody's. Well, Mike.
Except
how tall
me.
Is cousin
your kid
Mike?
Will be Mike
6'4", cousin
Jared.
Mike's probably
Mike's
like 5'10", maybe.
Yeah,
5'9".
Me and Mike are about the same
yeah.
height.
Yeah, your kid will be 6'4".
One more.
Breaker.
Oh, he's back.
Yeah, no, I think you might have just skipped out. I ate all the food in the
world. I think I got my mom's.
Jump hoarded the
jeans.
Food.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. He might have just...
He got a share of Italian in the womb, and he's done with that.
He's been scarred.
One last thing on the school stuff. When you... It's probably because we were really bad in middle school.
Was that Mr. Moderator? I have a question. Yes. Was that a school question? Like any memory?
It was just any memory.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't know why. I guess it just went to.
We'll go ahead and finish your thought because I do have one memory.
Yeah, I have one as well.
When we were in middle school and in high school too, because you would get your card flipped for both places. Anytime you got your card flipped, that was so demoralizing because you had to get up and go do it in front of the entire class.
Oh, you had to flip it.
Yeah. Your teacher flipped yours?
Yeah.
Oh, no. See, this stuff was worse. You had to stand up, walk in front of the entire class, go flip your card, and now you're embarrassed. You sit back down. You keep your mouth shut for at least the next 2 hours, so it would work. But the worst was when you would start class would start at 7 or 8 a.m. If you had to flip your card twice before 10 a.m., you're in for a long day. Because then one more time, you're looking at lunch detention, and you don't get to go out to recess. So, like, if you mess up twice in 2 hours, you're done for.
How many times do you have your card flipped?
I held the record on Our Lady of Peace.
Did you really?
Yeah. Actually, I would have completely went against that.
No, yeah, we were
horrible. Yeah, actually, yeah, I could.
How much?
Oh,
we. I did a lot of bad things with a lot of good people.
Under, like,
just getting
50.
In trouble. What jump?
Over under 50.
We would get 50 in like 2 weeks. You could flip it five. You could flip it five times.
What age were you when you were doing this?
This is probably like third to seventh.
Okay.
I had mine flipped one time in my career and never let it happen again.
Good for you.
And it was one because I was dicking around. I just didn't write my name on the top of my table.
Didn't you get your name written on the board one time?
Oh, I'll never forget that. That was most.
You're probably more mad because they wrote Justin on
that's
there.
That's what I was just getting ready to ask. I was going to say, did they say your real name?
John, do we have to blur that out?
My teacher. No, because everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
sorry.
Wait, is that leaked?
Did we just leak? I really, that's like saying fuck on the fucking watchdog.
We just leaked John's real name.
We got a dump button.
Be careful, Matt, driving home.
Yeah, right. I'm better off making a gay slur on the fucking watchdog.
You won't believe how many people like that don't actually know his name. They're like, what's Jub's real name?
Jub, how about when you introduce yourself, like, because we're meeting so many people over the last couple years, they always have to repeat it.
Always.
Or they try to make sure it's not a D because he gets a lot of Judd.
I always say my name and then I spell it instantly.
You do. That's smart.
Well, what did I tell you on Saturday when you answered the phone and you call him Brian? I don't know why. Oh, yeah. I hear you're Brian. It's like, it's weird for me to hear Brian. Actually, for the longest time, didn't know Ace's real name. I mean, it is kind of crazy. I mean...
Yeah, I forgot that. That's such a good story about how we could just keep going. We've like gone way off here, but I love that story about how Ace got his nickname.
It's because he had a shirt on.
It was Ace. His nickname was Ace.
Transformed into Ace.
Yeah.
These guys were calling, they thought your dad
was like a Pokemon.
Ace instead of Eight. And then it was Ace. And then we just called it to be stupid, and it just stuck.
Yeah, Ace. Well, didn't some guy actually think it was Ace?
Yeah, he thought it was Ace, yeah.
And hello, then he's just Ace.
For a long time.
All right. Well, what's your memory that you...
I remember the nun hitting me in kindergarten a little bit. And then I know we talked about that before, about the Challenger explosion. Like, I don't remember watching it, but we were watching it. But I don't remember in my mind, like, what it looked like. But I remember like the aftermath of like the teachers like panicking of like what
crazy.
Like turning the because I don't remember. I'd be lying if I sat here and said I remember us watching it because I didn't know what the fuck I was at the time. And then my other memory, the first two like sports memories. So I have a lot of sports memories with my dad, like watching baseball games like at a really young age. And the only team that was ever on TV was the Atlanta Braves because we didn't have all that TV cable and all that shit. Yeah. They didn't have it. So I remember watching Braves games at a really young age. I remember the 86 World Series, the Bill Buckner. Because I can remember that. But I didn't, again, I'm probably jerking around on the floor by my dad's feet or something. And he's like, oh. And so I knew something happened. And then I knew it was like a huge moment because of what, you know, what happened afterward. And then the other one I remember is, I think it was like maybe the Super Bowl in like 1987. It was the Giants and the Broncos, yep. I think.
I think so.
And then another one that's kind of close. And there's I was a little bit older, but these are like the most vivid memories. When Jeff, you may remember this one, the Oakland and San Francisco World Series in 89 with the earthquake.
That was unbelievable.
Like, I remember that, like, really, because I was a little bit older then and I could really pay attention. And I remember my grandpa was home from California. He was in Wheeling. We were watching with my dad. So I remember that like a lot. And it's like the power went out and you didn't know what the hell was going on.
That was a bad earth. And then I think, really bad,
I don't remember,
it
was Al Michaels might have been calling the game. I think and he came, right. he yeah. came back on. It came was like, on. We had an earthquake. And it's like, oh, shit. And I didn't know what that meant back then. I thought the world was falling apart.
But that was a really bad one, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
The fucking interstate
all was collapsing on top of each other. It was terrifying. So those are the memories. Most of mine tied to around sports or natural disasters or both.
Sitting on the floor thinking, holy shit, the world's about to crack.
Yeah, I mean,
half.
I didn't know what it was. I was like, I knew California was far away. But then it was also kind of weird because my grandparents that were visiting from California were around like that time. And it was like, geez, and you're like, oh, like that. But that wasn't even close to where they lived.
Yeah. One of my earliest memories is thanks to you giving us that Nintendo 64.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's awesome. It's one of my earliest memories is us playing Turok the Dinosaur Hunter. And I'd me and Jub up in his room playing on, we had this that little tube TV. Jeez. And played on it. That was like, I swear that the TV was like as small as that fan.
Yeah, and we guys were in heaven.
I just remember how excited we were to have that. And then we had Turok and we had Paper Mario and Star Fox were the three games that we played on this Nintendo 64. I think that probably was my earliest that I don't even remember how old I would have been.
You guys
were
very young.
I would say probably five or
let's see. Wait, when were you guys born?
98.
Okay, so I probably gave that to you in like, I want to say like 2002 or three.
Yeah,
I feel like
is that for sure. That's probably right around that.
Because I remember because it was like I wasn't using it anymore because I had like a PlayStation or something newer. And because I was in college then, and I remember I was like, I'll bring this over to these guys. And I had like a bunch of games, and it was
the greatest.
I also
thing.
With you too. I remember you gave we for I think either Easter or Christmas or a birthday. Got these MP3 players. I had a little red one that was like shaped like a pill.
Oh, wow.
And he had a blue one that was shaped like a pill. Right. And they had little LCD screens on them that you could barely see the name. And I remember you loaded them with a ton of different songs.
From LimeWire.
And there was a song.
That or Napster.
Cartman singing Oh Holy Night. And I would play that on loop, just listening.
Yeah,
to
I think I think your dad was like, just put something on that. So I just gave you my entire music catalog. You guys are like
that.
5 years old.
I remember that like being you were like the technology guy. Whenever my dad needed like technology you would just hey call Matt.
It was just like the era that I grew up in, like the fringe era, like and Jeff you can speak to it. It's like when we were really young we didn't have any of that stuff, and then the internet gets invented when I'm at an age where it's like okay, like I'm like a sponge, like I'm soaking it up, and then when the internet's there and you got all these new technological advancements that our parents never had, so it was like
nobody.
We were the closest to be able to figure it out over them.
I just remember all the time when we would have technical issues.
Yeah,
my dad said, "Call Matt." Okay, we're gonna call Matt. Let's call Matt. He'll figure it out. Like,
how did it work with you guys with stuff like that? Obviously, when you have brothers, no matter what, there's always a battle on who gets to go first with something. But with like, so cousin Matt brings over, and you guys are twins. And obviously playing games that maybe you couldn't play together because either the game didn't do that. How did that work with you guys being the same age?
I don't think
like
we ever really had
not a battle.
Because I think we enjoyed watching like either way. Like we would just watch each other play.
See,
I don't think we ever really maybe a little bit later in life when we got
shared a phone for the longest time.
We shared everything. I mean, we shared.
What grade were you when you shared a phone?
In middle school. I remember being in the mall and I gave him the phone and I wandered away and got lost in the mall. And I was so mad that I didn't have my own phone, but I don't really remember other than that.
You guys didn't even need the phone like you do now. No. Like it's like not part of your life. But I remember you guys playing the video games, and I remember like Nick and Kirbo would be there a lot of the times. So when's your guys' first memory of meeting them?
Ooh, well, Nick.
Obviously, you met them at a young age.
Nick used to come to Florida, to Sarasota with us.
Was Kirbo in your grade?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Nick is a year older.
Yeah.
So, and we used to get babysat by her mom every now and then. So probably, I mean,
Kirbo's really young.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was.
Her name's Kirsten.
Yeah. Kirsten Petrini. Yeah. Shout out Kirbo if she ever listens.
Yeah.
I miss that girl. She's so
dog.
So nice.
She was dog. Miss dog.
But you guys, at some point, then had. you'd have two game systems going where you guys would like one of you be playing on one side of the room and the other one on the other.
Used to have
and then you'd have like we had the Wii on the one, the Wii on the other
with Rock Band,
and like Nick and somebody would be playing on one side, Kierbo and somebody would be on the other side, and then us drunks are over at the bar.
That was an awesome time when it was simple times, but fun times.
There was a time where Xfinity did this thing where you could go on Xfinity on demand and you could play, you could do karaoke, and they'd have all these songs listed on karaoke. And I'll never forget the Come Sail Away by Sticks. Come Sail Away. Chris put that on karaoke, and we were singing that with Chris. And every time it comes on, I think about singing it in the basement with him.
About Guitar Hero, you guys had that for a while. We used to be Wii bowling all the time.
Wii bowling.
I have a hilarious picture of I forget what it was. Probably fifth grade. I was 10 years old getting that Wii. I'm sitting there unwrapping the Wii like for a Christmas present, and there's a picture of me like cheesing from ear to ear holding that Wii.
I could see you were a big Wii guy.
That was because you were supposed to be active with it and like up moving around. I remember playing every game sitting on the couch like with holding the controller and like getting to play it. That was so much fun.
That was fun. Yeah.
Yeah, that was like mom would say, all right, now this is an active video game. You got to actually do something.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Do this.
Fun times though.
This the whole time.
Yeah. Fishing game.
All right, what else we got for us on the list?
The next thing I looked at was the if you could go back and be in any historical event, like if you could be in that. My question is, would you be there in that time, or are you saying you would just go back, visit that event for a day, a week, a month, however long the event was, and then come back to this time?
You're the moderator.
Okay, because here's my, I think about this all the time. Can you imagine if you took a cell phone and let's just say $1,000 cash back to like 1920? Well, the cell phone is probably not going to work because there's not anything there for you. But
take pictures.
Yeah, you could take pictures. You could show it to people. Like having $1,000 cash, wonder how much that would like take.
Can you imagine if you took your phone and put a Snapchat filter on something, like showed it to somebody's face in 1920 and what they would do? Like the one that like makes your like eyes go big or like your face gets all fucked up.
They would literally think they were on shrooms or something.
But they probably would. They know. Well, yeah, they had me.
They probably think you're a witch.
I don't know.
Yeah, you probably got.
Well, not maybe not 1920, but further back they would have.
Historical event though, Jub.
Anybody else have? If anybody else has,
I'm trying
to
find one that would be like one where I wouldn't be dead.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, there's a lot of like. I don't think I wanted to go to the beaches of Normandy. I give those people tons of credit.
I got one. I would love to have sat and watched Orville and Wilbur Wright flying the first airplane.
Oh, I was just there. I was just there. It's unbelievable.
Like, I would like to just be sat far away and just watch them go at it. Just go. Flying.
How about the hill? How about the hill where they did it from? They have landmarks like failed the first time, failed the second time, the third time, like that they got it like out there and how far they got it. I mean, that's just actually unbelievable.
That's like us with the kite last year.
Yeah, and then the other thing,
we got to do that again.
Failure.
But like you said, a lot of the historical events that go on are like in either times where you risk a horrific illness, death.
There's got to be something I can think of.
Maybe
some old sporting events. Like, I don't know. Like
what about the pyramids?
What
about the pyramids being built?
That'd be good.
Well, I mean, I'd love to go back to see that because I'm pretty sure that aliens helped build those. Yeah. So it would intrigue me a great deal, but I might be vaporized. So I don't know.
I'd probably like to go back and see the dinosaurs, but I wouldn't.
That'd be sick.
I wouldn't want to do like maybe
you want to deal with them?
Maybe the impact of the
I don't know about
of
that
the,
either.
Of the Chicxulub. I'd love to see that. And then that would be it. And I'd hurry up.
That's what that meteorite was called?
Yeah, Chicxulub.
Is there anything else called a Chicxulub?
No, it's based on...
There's probably like an energy drink or something.
The Chicxulub crater is absolutely humongous.
Where's that at?
Down in the southern horn of Mexico, like down in the...
Yeah.
Is the hole still there?
Which could have been extraterrestrial.
Yeah, well, you can't really see it now, but there are these things called cenotes that are at the bottom of Mexico that you can go in that have been... That were part of when the ejecta from the
meteorite that wiped out the Earth hit in Mexico.
Yeah,
yeah. South America has the most. If you believe their meteor hits or extraterrestrials,
laser beam.
I mean, there's tons of things down there that would make you think that we're not alone in the universe. That's for sure.
That's wild. I don't have an example if you want to know the truth, but do you remember how big of a deal Back to the Future movies when they first came out?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was
from
huge.
A standpoint, I mean, of this whole concept.
The
of
marketing
like what,
of it and everything.
What we could yeah. see like in the future or what it was like. I mean, that was a big deal. Like even the, what was the hoverboard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
the hoverboard.
Yeah.
Like,
the
we
thing,
were,
like the,
but it was on air.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
yeah. From Back to the Future, like the snowboard, well, yeah, like the hoverboard.
And they were adamant when it came out that hands down that was our future in like 10 to 15 years.
Like we were
going to
have this.
We were going to
have
this.
Now we got Segways.
And
bird scooters.
Yeah.
You mean that when that came out, you thought, oh, in 20 years, we're going to be.
And actually, I didn't think. There was like, that was the talk. I mean, that was kind of the hype. Like we were all kind of pumped. Like, holy shit, that's going to be kind of wild, this and that. And then obviously, I think in what? Was it one or two that there was flying planes? So just kind of bought into the concept. Like, well, holy shit, if a movie can be like this here soon, maybe next that is.
Imagine how people drive now. Imagine if you gave them the
to do it in the sky.
To fly their car.
I think there's more space
Jetsons.
Up there.
Yeah.
That would be wild. But I'll tell you what, would Jetsons. That not be cool, though, if you had your own little aircraft?
Like
you could just jump in.
Yeah, we just talked about that the other day. You came out of the building and said, all right, I see you at home, and you're there in 2 minutes.
Be like living on Coruscant.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that'd be wild.
Cruising around.
What about a tube city where they have like gigantic hamster tubes that they it's like the bank teller where you hop in and it just whoop, sucks you to Warwood real fast.
I mean, it'd be very convenient.
I'm not against it. Beat the road conditions
convenient.
Out there.
I don't think I'd be late anymore.
Is there any potential
of
that?
Ever.
What, like a
ever.
Back to the
yes, 100%.
Like back to the future.
Like a Back to the Future-esque kind of thing that we're going to see in the future where we will see flying cars. We'll see the hoverboards. We'll see. I mean, think about it. I think in that movie they talked about cell
teleportation.
Phones, cell phones, and that wasn't even really a thing that much.
Well, the rate of which like technological advances have exploded, like in the past 100 years, have been exponential compared to the advances in anything else. So I'd say at least within 500 years, it'll be a totally different planet.
Yeah, I mean, well, we've done more in a short time than we ever did for like hundreds of years prior.
Well, I mean, think about that thing, the Apple Vision Pro thing, where you have
That's
the thing on your
too.
Your eyes, and it's like you can. Like grab shit with your like you're not even
what?
There like you're literally in the world and I think that's wild. It'll be it won't be for me. I won't like. I mean, I might do it at home, like if I'm around my house, but I would never in a million years go out and put that on and go sit in the middle of Central Park and look like an
no.
idiot.
We actually had to try to do some recruiting the other day, so went to a job fair and they actually had virtual like. Application kind of things and how you could learn from different job sites and stuff like that. And that's exactly like some chick was doing some funky things and it was just like, the fuck are you doing? Like, what the hell?
If any of you guys ever heard of that show called Three Body Problem?
Yeah. Isn't that, it's like
they put that thing on and it goes into the thing. Yeah, it's
what
it's
happens? I'm looking
terrifying.
It up right now.
Yeah, it's a show.
It's like, yeah, it's I think it's on Netflix.
Yeah, it's with Sam from,
yeah. There's
Game
a couple guys in, the other guys in it, the Sir Davos is in there. Yeah. So yeah, it hasn't explained itself yet. So it's early on. It's only one season, but they put this thing on and it's like the most incredible virtual reality ever that you can see, taste, smell every single thing.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it's like, it does make you think like, or when are we going to get to advance that far?
That's wild,
to where
too.
It's almost becoming a problem in your life where it's either making you have suicidal thoughts or, you know,
Jeez.
It's so real that it's destroying you from the inside out. And
wow.
We have the quest. It's called the Quest 2. I can't remember the
Oculus.
Brand. Oculus.
Oculus Quest.
And it's like that big white headset that goes on your head and you can, you know, play games and stuff. And there are some times when I've had that on where I'm like, you could see if this goes in a certain direction with quality and immersiveness, you could get lost in that. Because there have been times when I've been playing that. And I forget for a split second that like I'm standing
really
in my
do.
Room right now.
It's kind of wild.
You can
that's
it's crazy.
Sobering.
It makes me what it does. It makes me motion sick. I can only play it for like 10 minutes, and I got to take it off because it makes me like because like sometimes you can move like you can move in the game, but like you're not moving like in real life. And to me, I don't know why it just like fucks me up.
Oh, I can
bad.
See where that
you
would
know
help
what it
you
is.
100%.
You know what it is sick for though, and I think I don't know if they're already working on this or not, but if the best surgeon in the world is in Asia and they have to do surgery on someone in New York, like can you
they
imagine
that
to where you can get like and it if it's gonna feel like you're right there in the room, I mean, you're going to be able to
start there definitely people. Are some good, definitely good things that, that it could be used for.
I don't know if I wanted to be the surgeon on that. I'd rather be the patient than the surgeon.
Yeah, what if you lose Wi-Fi?
You know, well, you're putting your hands into something, and you're like there, and you're like 2,000 miles away. You're performing
What if my power
sensitive
goes? My power goes out.
You
right? when I'm cutting
you
the
lag.
That's an,
that's just
that'd be a lot of pressure on the doctor.
There is a lot of that now, and I don't necessarily think from afar, but I mean, there's surgeons that are sitting in the same surgical room, and everything is just all robotics and stuff like that, which is absurd if you think about that.
Well, a lot of trust in the machine.
What historical event? Anyone you go to?
That's what I'm. That's the reason why I brought up Back to the Future, because I'm. I know that's not a historical event. I can't think of anything that I would. I'd probably go more of a sporting event too, and that's pretty goddamn shallow. If you want to know the truth, I can't. That's really bad.
You know where I want to go,
but I'm not a big historian either, so that's probably part of my problem too.
Yeah. What about the moon landing?
Seems terrible.
I mean, I guess. I mean,
to the moon?
Was it real?
Yeah, you debate.
Like that doesn't. Here, the whole history behind all that is very intrigues me. But remember, I'm a big too much risk for that shit. Like, I don't want to go to the moon.
Well, I'm not putting you on the shuttle.
Okay, thank God. Well, yeah, I guess if I could.
But
do
you
that,
were like there,
like in the room with NASA.
That would be kind of cool. I would like to go to. Dealey Plaza and watch what happened that day. So I'd actually not have to hear the actual accounts of how many different people could have killed JFK. And I can find out myself that, hey.
You could do that. Like,
see,
now where
some
they
of those
say
examples
he was.
Is a
like,
good idea.
Wouldn't you like to go back? Like, I feel that's like I'd have a desire to be able to maybe make a difference.
If you could intervene, would you intervene?
He'd be a dead man.
There's no question about that. I mean, you'd like to think that you would do the right thing in that circumstance, but would you do upset the butterfly effect, and then sheet metal would never marry to Onassis? We could talk about that forever because I'm not even certain that Kennedy died that day. Like I've watched so many different theories on it that I'm not sure that he's even dead. I've got like 10 different ones that I think are all plausible.
I thought you meant talking about Jackie.
She would have never ate sheet metal with Aristotle.
I thought you were talking about that forever.
Yeah.
Well, you guys were talking about that on the radio the other day. I was cracking up.
Of all things, the butterfly effect, like you think about, you know, some person would have been elected. We never would have landed on the moon. Jackie would have never eaten sheet metal.
If you guys ever watch a show on Apple TV called For All Mankind.
What is it?
It's a space show, but it's not. It's like. It shows what America went through in the entire space race, but it does it from a perspective of if this or this happened differently.
Oh, wow.
And how it changed the course of time. But a lot of it's real. A lot of it's exactly based on the reality of the facts that actually happened. But then there's like twist offs of it. It's a very fascinating concept.
Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting.
I want to go back to, I did that ancestry thing one time where you just went back, and like mine links 12 generations back to Midlothian Scotland, like where the Campbells first were, and like grandparent. I want to go back to where like they can find the first one and whatever he was doing, and like let's just say he worked in a shop or something. I just want to go shake his hand.
I'll be honest with you, that's a really good idea. I'd probably rock that.
Isn't it crazy? Like I saw someone else tweet something recently too. Like you're here because of thousands of sacrifices before you. Like someone it's gotten easier and easier for you to be where you are because of how hard stuff was back then. Like, it'd be so cool to go back 500 years ago and shake your grandpa's hand or your grandma's hand.
That's actually a really good
idea. That's an awesome point because that makes me think of, wouldn't it be awesome to go back so far in your generations to where you actually originated from?
Yeah.
Like, is it true we all come from the same thing? Like, we were talking about on the radio, we all had Genghis Khan?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Wasn't it him, or was it Attila the Hun?
Kublai Khan.
I think it was Genghis Khan. I think
every male, like 98% of the males on Earth have a piece of his DNA in them or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It may not be that high of a percent, but we talked about it. It's a really high.
Can you imagine going back to like your great, great, great?
But like, what if you're related to someone famous, and you don't even know?
I tell you,
that's a great
answer. Soon.
And you show up and you just say like, real quick, hey. I'm your grandson. I'm your great 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 grandson. I'm here from the year 2024. Yeah, I'm here from the year 2024. It's
just
great
a
to
family
meet you.
Tree if you showed.
And you shake his hand, and then you just walk away.
Well, the thing, like the reason I really want to go is because like on that ancestry thing, you can't find much on it, but 9 or 10 generations back, that Midlothian place is like a high council area in Scotland. So the most I could found, it looks like he would be like 8th or 9th in command of someone important. Like he was down. He was down on this list. He may have
been a royal
but,
family.
But he was like, he was working for someone important.
You might have been working. You might have been a relative of William Wallace.
So like, I just want to go over there. They've got to have more accessible libraries over there to read about these people. Like back then. So I want to go over there so badly.
I did some extensive research back when I first found Ancestry, and I looked into my dad's mother's side, who are Quilligans from County Clare in Ireland, which is I think in the southeastern portion.
It's in the south, yeah.
But anyway, I look back like several generations. I think it's 7 or 8 generations back, and we have a relative named Patrick Quilligan. And Patrick Quilligan, you can find a legitimate handwritten document from Patrick Quilligan that he had. He owned something, and then I saw just on the sheet that he had servant, 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 servant. I'm thinking, oh, shit. This guy's like, he's got to be some kind of royalty if he's got 10 servants underneath of him. He's got to be some sort of noble that is owns some sort of manor. So I'm looking, I do some more research, and I find that they were only registered as servants because they worked for him at some sort of roadside shop in this, like, in the suburbs of
Ireland. They were tax write-offs.
Probably selling potatoes on the side of the road, and he had all these servants registered under him. But I thought, how incredible would it be if you came off a ship one day and you went in and you talked to like your relatives, or not your relatives, but a person of historical interest in this location. You explain who you are, and they go, oh my God, we've been waiting for you for 100 years. We've been waiting for your ancestors said they'd come back, and they never did. You've got 1,000 acres and a castle waiting for you somewhere here.
My name is Jub, J-U-B.
And then they dedicate their lives to me, and I'm now royalty.
Hold on, where'd you say your family was from? County what?
County Clare. County Clare.
So my family was from County Cork.
Ooh, Ireland.
Okay.
Yep, there
maybe
you go.
We were enemies back
then. We were O'Doyle.
Oh,
O'Doyle rules.
Nobody wanted to be known as Irish when they came across the boat, so they dropped the O.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Because then weren't you like, didn't people label the Irish as like idiots? Not idiots. But
oh, no, 100%.
Drunken idiots. Yeah. That was a lot of stereotype of
and
that.
Remember,
I mean,
we were slaves. We were probably one of the bigger. Yeah, right.
People never want to talk about that.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm going to look up County Clare.
County Clare, I believe, is in the down the south.
I want to go to Europe badly.
Southwest.
Yeah, I want to go over there and try. I've been to some really cool beaches and really thankful to get to do that. I got to go see Europe.
County Cork was to the south of us. So Jeff was from the more south of us. He's because Cork's way down almost by the coast.
Are you seeing it right underneath Galway?
Yeah, we're exactly south of Galway.
It's a beautiful location. Oh, my God. Like
right across the North Atlantic.
Well, Jub, you saying like going over there and saying, "Oh, you have a castle and 1,000 acres," that's like that just makes me think of like Brecken coming from the Marshall Islands, like leaving when he was, I think it was like 2 or 3 weeks old, and he has brothers and sisters over there that he's never gone back. Like, can you imagine if Brecken goes back to the Marshall Islands one day and they just have a statue of him? And it says, like, hey, like, we've been waiting for you for 26 years to come back.
It's him in his Westland baseball uniform.
I don't exactly think that the Marshall Islands exactly have, like, a vast infrastructure for castles.
No, I would not say so.
No.
But, much better chance to find that in Scotland and Ireland.
Yeah.
All right, so I would go back to either the asteroid that wiped the dinosaurs out or... What else did I say? What was the other one I said?
Oh, yeah, he had another good. Orville Wilbur.
Well, yeah, the Wright brothers. What would you do?
And I would try to... this sounds so bad, and it was like literally the first... As soon as you said it, was the first thing that I thought of,
and I
don't know why.
Let me guess.
Don't tell me the Quato game.
No. I was going to say...
Can you guess real quick? I want to see... Do you know it?
I was going to say something to do with... my first thought is something to do with the Pirates.
Well, that did cross my mind. I was thinking about
Bill Mazeroski.
The 79 World Series. I was thinking about that. Well, that would have been cool, too, because that's very historical.
This is bad?
Yeah, it's horrible. It's like one of the worst in like American history. Probably the worst.
You're burning up your girl.
Joan of Arc.
Joan of Arc.
We talked about her on the radio today, but yeah, no, yeah.
9/11.
I don't know why it was the first thing that I thought of. Like, I don't.
That'd be intriguing.
Just to like
try to stop
be in
it?
The city.
No, just to be like not obviously be in the done. Tower, but
you'd have
like,
to be
I don't
a
know.
TSA
I don't know
agent.
Why. Just like I like.
If you could go back in time to 9/11, could you bring a gun onto a plane?
Wow,
you weren't supposed
question.
To be able to be.
So.
No?
You know what? I don't know the
no.
legality.
You have
sure.
you'd have to have it. You would check it. You could check it. You obviously couldn't be loaded. There was rules. I mean, you could do that, but they just didn't screen for you because you could take box cutters and all our stuff. They
I'd
had.
Bring. I'd Razor bring blades. A like one of those snipers that you can like. Put together out of
right.
like a box.
Yeah.
I'd have like one in a backpack. I'd have one in my shoe, yeah. one in my pant leg, and
you
then I'd
get
put
them
together.
What, there was the, no screening.
Wonder
could,
what the butterfly.
You could go in the airport and just jerk around, goof off all day, play around in the airport. You didn't even have to go through security.
Now
or
airports are like they're. When I go into an airport, I instantly feel like I'm doing like there's a chance I do something.
Well,
wrong.
I'm glad it's you stressful. Feel that way because we need that.
Yeah,
we need
no,
them
it's,
to pay
it's
attention.
A stressful.
Because people are lunatics out there right now.
I don't like getting going through security because I think, what if just by chance I was going on a hike with this backpack and I got a knife in here and they're going to tackle me at the gate and try to and throw me back into the room and try to get information out of me from other countries. And I'm terrified.
You're like that guy today we talked about, the he was a spy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, we had the situation the one time where, well... You had a water bottle in your backpack one time that
yeah,
you got stopped for.
That.
But we had a situation when a couple of years ago when we were getting off a cruise, they just take people like
they do.
Randomly mm-hmm. off to the side and check your bags.
Yeah.
And we were one of those groups, and it was like three or four of us that got pulled aside and taken back to this room. We're like, imagine if you actually like hats.
Oh,
I mean, it's like... It's almost sickening to think about. If
the guys
you
were
like,
nice, though.
Yeah, I mean, they were good guys, and I must have wanted to be like, come on, dickhead.
Don't be
like,
Brittany Griner.
I tell you this much, and not that I would wish ill will upon you, but whoever I would be with, if by chance that would happen, it'd be hard not to fucking laugh your balls off. Like, what the, like, knowing that there's not a shot in hell that you have anything on you.
No.
That's like they're just throwing you the fucking ground. Like, what the fuck?
And it's such a pain in the ass because you just packed all your bags.
Rip it all
and
out.
And then they just pull everything out. I'm like,
yeah,
fuck,
that's like when T Cools was. There's four or five of us that have birthdays in between that October to January, like February range, right? Like we all were about to turn 21 around the same time, and we are all in.
Dude, I was just saying, I swear to God, I was thinking about this story the other day.
We were all in Morgantown, and we were all about to turn 21. Everyone was so scared to use their fakes, like no one wanted to pull them out again. We needed beer badly. There was like five or six of us in a group, and Cooley was like, oh, I'll go buy it, right? So Cooley turns 21 in February. I turned 21 a couple months before that in December. Like, we were all in that mid-range. This was like October or November. Cooley said, oh, I'll go buy it. So Cooley goes into Sheets. He's excited to go buy the beer. He puts 230 racks up on the thing, and there's an undercover cop like working the cash register, and he looks at Cooley's ID. He takes Cooley back into like the kitchen area so he can write him a ticket. It's like 5 minutes go by, 10 minutes go by. This just happened. None of us know where Cooley is. One of our other buddies goes in there, comes sprinting back out and says, oh, no, guys, they got him. We're like, what do you mean they got him? They said, the cops got Cooley.
Yeah, they took him. They took him into the back room. Well, it was actually, I think it was the cashier was there, and he looked at Cooley's ID, took his hat off, and he went like this. And cop came over and said, hey, you got to go to this back room. And I forget what Cooley said to him. I forget. He said some smart ass remark like, "What? I'm 21 or
Stranger
something."
Danger.
Yeah,
Stranger
something. Danger. He said something
Cools,
to him, and
Jared,
and
you had to drive Cools
so,
everywhere.
So yeah, so he comes back out.
Oh,
because
he got his license.
He had a ticket, and then he got his license suspended for
90 days.
Yeah, I think it was like 90 days. So I mean, we lived together. So I mean, we did. We went everywhere together. So I would drive his truck. I had that big ass Ford Raptor. I would drive his truck with him. Fuck, we went back to Morgantown, I think, the next weekend, and I drove his truck down for 3 months. I was driving him around because he couldn't drive because his license was suspended.
Wild.
So don't use a fake if you don't think you can get away with it.
Next question.
This isn't. I didn't see this on there, but would you rather be able to cook super really, really well or be able to do anything else really, really well?
What the?
What? I just got a text.
Okay,
stop it.
Hold
it.
Now,
it can be
now,
anything
up.
Else.
So you what? Why don't
I just got a text message that said diabolical because I cooked ground turkey and boiled potatoes for my family, and they said I deserve jail time for that.
So the question is, would you rather be able to cook really
like
well,
super, super well
or do anything else really, really, really well.
Yeah, I mean, if you're the best chef in the world, it's...
I'm going with anything else.
Yeah.
No, no, you have to choose. You have to choose.
I can already cook well.
You have to choose what your other thing is.
Oh, okay.
It can't just be like, I'd rather... Oh, what if it's random? What if, like, whatever the other thing is.
Do you know or do you just
have
to find out?
No, you don't know. You just have to find out. You just have to find out what you're really, really good at.
Have really good penmanship.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be something really, like, you think you might be, like, a really good singer.
I'm really good at breathing.
Jump, and you got to go find out what it is the hard way. Like, you got to go try and play football or try and play the guitar.
Like, what if I'm, like, so I could be a really good quarterback now. Just my 4 years of eligibility left.
I would love to see that.
I would probably take anything else because I'm already a decent cook now, so I'd take anything else and figure out what it would be.
Better at making money.
What's something
that could benefit me more than I have been so far.
When people win the lottery, don't they get to choose if they get a lump sum up front or a small amount over time? Yeah. I'd go with that small amount over time because don't you end up getting more that way?
I don't think
I've heard people argue to the death on both sides of that, so I really don't know.
Just give me it all.
I'll be honest with you. If you do the right thing, if you take the lump sum and you invest it well, you'll take it way better.
Nah, you're right. Probably
that would probably what I would be leaning towards. Get some advice from someone.
Because I bet they probably want you to take it in lumps or in little pieces. Well,
100%.
Taxes go up.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Give me it all, baby.
And who knows? There's no guarantee. I don't know if it's bonded or not. Who knows if it's guaranteed?
Yeah, it could go under. Or we could go to war again and they say to fight the aliens, we're taking all the lottery winnings. You don't get it.
I was listening to a podcast the other day and they had brought up the lottery. Do you think that there are people out there that are like lottery winner bounty hunters? So like they prey on people that win the lottery and then they follow them, rob them, and then
there'd be some horrible things. I mean, don't get me wrong. I want to hit the lottery tonight. I've already played, but I'm willing to take that chance. I'm an idiot.
You do?
Uh-huh.
What'd you pick tonight? What are your numbers?
That's one thing I don't do. A buddy sold when I was working at the hospital a long time ago. A buddy sold me on not to pick your numbers because God forbid if you don't make it to the store that night and your numbers hit, I'd be on.
So what?
Wait, explain that again. Your probability's better if you do play.
I don't want to make that analogy.
Wait, explain that. I'm confused too, Joe. What do you mean?
He's saying if he doesn't make it, and correct me if I'm wrong, if he plays Luke's birthday every single time and the day he can't get there for whatever reason it hits that day, he's going down to the suspension bridge.
Well, taking a swim.
Can't make that statement though.
Sorry.
Yeah. You're base jumping.
So that's the reason.
Okay, I see.
But I agree with you.
He's going to go fishing to get it off his mind.
Good, Matt. Yeah.
That's what most people do on the suspension bridge. I don't know where people's minds are.
Your odds do increase by, now granted, the odds still aren't good, but if you
play every day and you use the same numbers over time, you have your best shot of doing it.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so how many numbers do you get to pick?
Depends on which game you're playing.
What's the mega lot?
Like if you're going to do Mega Millions or Powerball or whatever, there's different games. So just pick four.
Okay. Four that you... It gives you numbers?
Hmm? Well, actually, the nice part about it now is most places you go into has your own box where you just go and do it yourself. So if you can deny tickets.
Yeah.
So like if you see a row, like, oh, you know what? I just don't like this. Deny it. Then you try to get... Now, that's all dumb, too.
You don't like... There's some you don't 100%, like.
100%. I try not to stay out of the corners. I try not to... If like the Powerball is a certain number, I don't want that same number in my line because the chances of numbers hitting... is slimmer. I have a method in my madness. As you know, I'm still sitting here right now and I'm still working.
So, for all we know, you got millions of dollars back home and your inside of your house is just like a chateau. You got a bunker.
Here's the deal. I'm very giving, so you guys would know for sure. What do you guys thinking about that? The word manifestation is coming up more now than ever has been.
Huge fan.
So a lot of people now, a lot of social media driven, obviously, but manifestation about anything in life, but especially money. Are you guys a believer in that?
I think, yeah. I think you can manifest anything.
I'll be honest. I'm a believer that
speak it into existence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people said they were going to speak into existence that it wasn't going to rain on Saturday, and it fucking poured. Yeah. So
I think a lot of it just has to do with work, hard work. Manifesting is hard work. I agree. I mean,
I think you can't control weather. I think gambling. At the end of the day, if you think, yeah.
So you can hard work hard. I think you can manifest gambling. Things.
I really do. No. Respect that.
I mean, if I'm
with you,
Joe.
I want to believe that, Jeff, but it's hard.
I need a good day on Wednesday.
Never worked.
I think that's the wrong concept.
What do you mean?
I think at the end of the day, I don't think that's a one-off wish. I think if you focus your mind. Now, here's the deal. I'm not saying this happens, but I'm saying that if you do put your mind to something, I agree with you from a hard work side of things. But if you really think about something all the time, I think the chances of it happening is more.
I'd say it would be.
But
sometimes there's so many limitations it wouldn't matter.
Yeah,
sure. That's the only thing. Yeah.
Job, I don't think I've ever met anyone like you that has such an open mind. But then on other things, it's just a complete no.
He just shuts up.
But I think he's trying to be realistic.
Yeah, though. And I think that's because, Job, you like.
I don't have like false, what would be the word? Like false optimism.
Hope? Yeah.
Yes. And he doesn't either.
Yeah.
Like he and I are very close on that.
That's a good point.
We do not have the false
there's
optimism.
There's some things that it's like you can talk about and elaborate on that nobody else would agree with, and you sound so convincing. It's like, oh, that has to be true. And then it's other things that other people are so fond about and like they really believe in, and you just cut it right there.
Like pickle juice.
I'm adamant against that. I'm very open-minded to a degree. Now, what's the probability of there being aliens? There's a huge probability
See,
there being aliens.
Goes,
it's better
where,
that there are than there
this
aren't.
Is where he go, this is but, where he goes, because from the aliens thing into ghosts, it's you're on two different sides of the spectrum.
Because there's scientific, it can be scientifically theorized and hypothesized that there is life out there based on probability and scientific fact that there is a chance that there is life out there based on the scope and scale of the universe. What I don't buy is a lady saying she was in her living room and she saw two ghosts doing the polka in her front living room.
Have you heard that story?
No, but I don't buy any of that stuff because I've never seen specific proven data that there or any sort of data-driven study that says there could be ghosts that walk around and pull on your hair like when they want to.
No, I mean, that's what I was just explaining.
And
this
I know
he,
you.
This is how he operates.
The only contrary to that the other side of that is, do you believe in like demonic possession?
No.
Do you not think that's real?
No.
Because I've seen a lot of things in videos and books and things, and I just don't know how these people are making it up. So to me, it seems like it's possible.
Yes.
But I understand what you're saying. It's like in Ghostbusters when that little green ghost Slimer's flying around. Yeah, I don't believe that's the case.
Explain? It's not just like there's 10 people that have written a couple things and said, oh, this area is haunted or we saw this. Those haunted sites of like battlefields or like places where something bad has happened or anything like that. I mean, thousands and thousands of people have said they've seen and heard things.
Well, let's say right now, just for instance, there is guaranteed there's been deaths in or around the area that we're in right now. Right?
Yes. Yes.
With the history of this building, it was an old bank. There, the history of downtown. There's
somebody could have been a couple bank heists.
Bang.
Like, I think you're, again, I've said this a million times. We've talked about this on the radio, on the podcast. Your brain is very, very, very powerful in perceiving things and in projecting what it believes is real. The same thing goes with if you go to an area that you fully, fully, fully believe is haunted, you know for a fact in history, horrible things have happened here. People have died. Thousands of people have died. You've heard countless stories of people saying it's haunted. They've seen ghosts. If you are susceptible to that belief and you let your brain kind of adapt to that, I think your brain can project that to a degree that is believable by yourself.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Hold on. So what's the variance between manifestation and what you just got done explaining?
So manifestation, I would say, if you're that's more of a like an event or an accomplishment or some sort, like when we talk about a manifestation as far as money goes, like if you're manifesting
tangible versus perception,
exactly.
That's
so
fair.
Like
that's a good explanation.
Now I could perceive, like if I'm manifesting being happy on a Wednesday, does that necessarily mean that I manifested that, or did I just convince my brain that I'm that way? Yeah. So I think that there's a difference between what can be perceived and what is obtainable tangibly.
That's fair.
Said.
I think that's definitely fair.
Sometimes.
Way to be fucking
sometimes
jobber.
I sound
be.
Smart.
Way to be, jobber.
I wish, see, I wish this is where I could, we could sit somebody down and have a hardcore debate. Like, if somebody that was, like, a staunch believer, like witchcraft and stuff like that. Well, here's the thing. Yeah. I believe in holistic stuff. Like, holistic stuff, if you certain formulas for teas and stuff like that, and remedies that we've, that I know your brother is huge on, yeah. Ace is huge on, like certain honeys
extracts
and vinegars
and
stuff,
mixtures and all kinds.
Which
of.
I'm not doubting that anything of that stuff works. But what I'm more on the fence is, I think your brain is very powerful in convincing it that stuff works.
Mm-hmm. What's harder to do, in your guys' opinion, convince somebody of aliens or extraterrestrials? Or spirits,
I
ghosts.
Feel like it's. I feel like it's the aliens. I feel like
I would
the,
say, I would say I, the same thing.
As if a majority of people believe in the spirits and believe in ghosts.
See,
or,
I feel like there's more factual proof that would support the extraterrestrial.
I would agree, but I feel like it's tougher to convince people.
But because
that.
People can relate to that, like the spirit could have been someone they knew, yes. or a person that you know inhabited a body.
I mean, I think a lot of people. Science behind what you're saying. I think it'd be easier to prove this.
I know. I feel like a lot of people want to believe in ghosts. Like I feel. Like people want to say,
I think that's fair too. And I've never had an experience. I wish I would have, but I haven't.
Yeah, I think people want to say that they've seen a ghost or they've been touched by a ghost or
I see aliens every single day. I'm convinced of it. Oh, I know they walk amongst us.
Oh,
they have to.
There's a million.
I mean, I saw that one coming out of the rate of coming out.
Yeah, there's aliens in Wheeling.
Yeah,
there's a lot.
Champ might be.
What about the? You ever hear them talk about like the ocean? And if they come from anywhere, it's got to be from the ocean, right?
Extraterrestrials?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, think about how many things have crashed into that sea that we have no clue about.
Yeah.
And every meteor that comes into our surface could be carrying something from another galaxy.
It goes right into the water. Jarrett's a huge advocate of how terrifying the water is at night.
Water's terrifying for the life in it, too.
So I wish if we could... I wish I could bring this up right now, but
well, the moderator's still in charge.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I wish I could.
Can
bring
I pass
this
the
up.
Ball to Jubb?
No,
to
no,
be
no,
the
no, no. So I just I want to because we're talking about aliens and crazy things being in the ocean. One of my favorite new animals that I found. This is like in my top three of my animals. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life, and I can't believe that it actually exists.
Are
it's
you called, reading this from an article right now?
No. This is what I'm saying. Like in general, I'm just looking at pictures right now. There's a thing called a blood belly comb jellyfish, and they are unbelievable. They have these strips on their body, on like segments of their body, that they ripple, and they look like an LCD, like an LED light, and they change all kinds of different colors.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at them.
If you looked at them, if you held that in front of somebody in a jar, and they didn't know anything about nature or anything.
Yeah,
they would
from
full
planet.
Blown believe that that is from a different planet. It had. To
Where did you discover this?
It was on a
from.
Documentary.
Jubb, they're only the most recently they've been found was 2001.
Yeah, so they are
so
recent.
New.
Yeah,
that's wild.
Yeah,
where were they?
And,
they,
and there's no scientific proof that says they date back any further than that. Wow. Which is alarming because every other beast, most of the beasts they find, they can trace back to prehistoric times.
I wonder what they do.
So that makes you right there think that got dropped out of the sky.
They spawned in.
Yeah, so here, I have a little video of them here.
And they'll probably bite you guys next time you go to Florida.
I can't pull it off.
What job? Does it say where they're located?
Nasty thing.
No, but they're deep. They're deep water dwelling.
Oh yeah, 15,000 meters or 1,500 meters deep, North Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
You ever been stung by a jellyfish?
250 to 1,500 meters.
I have a couple times, but
I've
been a while.
And these things are just fascinating, and the fact that they live on our planet, are incredible.
Jared, actually, ironically enough, I've been to the beach obviously numerous times. I've never really had a week of seeing them. Or being a bad week, like I've been very blessed that way.
Where they're like everywhere in a
there
while.
There was one time
that is fucking awesome.
Let me see real quick.
It's almost like real.
Yeah, that's
like
not
you
real.
Can't even imagine.
It doesn't
it's
even look
real.
That's not real.
Yeah, I'm just showing them a video of this. If you want to go look it up, look up meet the blood belly comb jelly. You can find it.
His name is Meat, or you meet him?
No,
I think it's M-E-A-T.
I mean, it kind of, I mean, when I first saw those, it looked like a brain with like stuff coming out. I mean, it's
you guys remember this, but it reminds you of Rainbow Bright.
Light bright.
Oh, I love light bright. All right, question time.
Last one.
Last one.
If you What? Oh, so yeah, sorry.
You have a cheat sheet.
Okay, while I'm looking through the sheet.
While I was going to bring up, while he looks for a question, one time, Jubb and I, when we were in Antigua with the guys, we went to snorkel over this shipwreck. And it was the water, you couldn't really see like what was directly under the water.
Because they're translucent.
Well, yeah, I guess that's a good point. But we put the snorkels on, and some people didn't want to get in. I hopped right in, and right, like, you know that, like, moment when you jump in the water, you can't really see until you get fully under. I, like, opened my eyes, and the entire water was filled with jellyfish.
Oh, wow.
Like,
Did you get out?
Wow.
Holy shit.
No,
and I stayed in. We stayed in, and we went right down, like, just swam to this shipwreck. It was cool. It was so fucking cool. This shipwreck, it was like a freighter ship.
Could you go like in the ship and like?
Yeah, it was a little bit too deep. That scared me a little bit. Like it was so rusty, like I didn't want to like cut myself or some shit. But it was so fucking cool, even with the jellyfish.
Finding things that you're good at, that is one thing that I found that I love doing that. Once I got into the water, I was like a little dolphin. I'd go deep. I'd go all the way down, like hold my breath real long. We had these things called. What were they called?
Like scooters.
Sea glides. And you hold on to them. It's got a propeller in the middle, and it pulls you forward. I was doing spins and down underneath a thing. They had this ring underneath. It was called the Ring of Fire because it had fire coral that had affixed itself to this big ring. And the guy said, if you can go through it, you win. You're just like, you're cool. It's a status thing. So I go down, and I'm like, no one else wanted to do it. So I said, all right, I'll go do it because I'm going around like an idiot. I go down. I'm getting through it. I get about halfway through, and my foot, like my leg curled, and I raked my whole back of the leg against this fire coral, and my whole leg it was horrible. But that kind of stuff, speaking of last week where we said things that you'd need to experience, doing that, whether it's snorkeling or that kind of thing, just to see life underwater, it's fantastic. You find anything?
Something you're really, really bad at.
Something we're bad at?
Yeah.
No, I mean that.
A lot of things.
Like, as the moderator, are you saying something we're bad at as far as talent wise, whether it's cooking, running, or something we're bad at is like a habit? Like,
let's go with either. Something you really like my two biggest things are I'm horrible at skating, and I'm really bad at being clean. I would just say cleaning my
I've never looked at you.
I wash and brush my teeth and deodorant and all that stuff, but I could do a better job of like cleaning my car, cleaning my room, and I can't skate. I just can't skate.
Ice skate or roller?
Both. Oh, horrible man. At it. Horrible.
Did you? Like you? Giraffe. You're all right.
Yeah, I can skate. I can skate. It's been a while, but I was a pretty good ice skater.
Something I'm bad at habit wise, either procrastination. I'm a big procrastinator. Like if something needs done, I will wait for it. Which part of it, I'm really good at working under pressure. Like, I put out my best stuff under pressure. Like, if I'm working on graphics or something like that.
Pressure's a good thing.
Pressure's a big thing that helps me get something really good done. But
Speaking of procrastination, make sure you order your suit for an Alt's wedding.
Hopefully it turns out better than the one on
just
Saturday.
Like that.
Yep.
Get that same one. I'm sorry. Your
just
pants
get it sewed,
there,
baby. You're fine.
That's so disappointing, man.
Or let it all hang
it's
out.
So
is there any video of it?
No, thank God, but I was so
what happened?
Mad. Well, we
what
were
happened?
at the beer mile, and I'm running around like an idiot, going back and forth to cameras. And
did it happen when you jumped off the platform?
So I
had to be careful after he did it. I was like, these are like dress pants, and like they fit you a little tighter in the crotch than usual. And I'm like, I better be careful here. And
so I leapt on off the platform to adjust the camera to move it. And when I stepped back up, because we put cones in front of those steps,
right.
When I stepped back up onto the stage, as soon as I put my foot up, I was like, this is really tight. Like, this is
pinching
tight.
Off your circulation.
Wait, you thought about it and you still did it anyway?
Well, no, I was like, this is tight. And I was like, I'm going to have to really get some force to get my leg up and over. And as soon as I went to force it any further, it just exploded.
Where was the rip at?
From literally the top of my ass to the front of my nuts. Like
from the top to the, so from like, that's right through the Gooch Bridge.
The land bridge.
Like the pants were split in half. If you put them on, you could put one leg on and then the other leg on. That's how bad they were ripped. And my dad goes, oh, we'll get them sewed.
And this was
like
all
that wasn't mild. Really wasn't the issue of getting them sewed. Like, no. He was really upset that he lost that pair of pants. He didn't give a shit. No. It was just the timing
of
it.
My nuts are hanging out in the middle of a festival, and I'm trying to get these cameras set up. And
why
I,
do you think we did such a good job? It was because we'll get them of your sewed. Nuts.
He was under pressure.
Yeah.
It's like people were coming up behind me, and I was like, listen, I'm glad to see you. Good to see you. But I can't turn around right now because like everything's hanging out.
You had underwear on, right?
Yeah, but I mean, that didn't help when I've got my entire crotch open to the universe. But yeah, not good. So procrastination and when it comes to things that I have either worked on or am operating, I have a very short temper. Like I am very quick to like I want it done this way or else.
So like if you're in like if you become a hostage or something, like you get captured, are you going to be able to stay calm in that, or are you going to freak out?
Show them your nuts, John.
I mean, that's such a wild 180. I probably would just be if how aggressive is the hawk?
They're not aggressive. They're bringing you one meal a day, but you're like locked.
Well, wait. That was very sweet of them.
Wait, now hold on.
Where's he at? Iran or Red Chinese prison?
No, you're locked up in Paw Paw, West Virginia, and someone captured you.
So those are like inbreds, hillbillies.
Wait, so I'm
you're in a basement, no windows.
I'm not kept hostage.
You're kept hostage. You're locked. You're locked.
I'm kidnapped.
Like, the hills have eyes, people.
Yeah, let's just say you're kidnapped.
I'd give up. I try to just end up.
Wait, those people, or you're saying the Paw Paw people?
Are they not the same?
Yeah, I think they are one and the same.
No, sorry.
Shout out Paw Paw.
I know a guy.
Population of 33.
Ready for another meeting?
Josh DeLauder.
Here's another meeting. Yeah,
no, the Paw Paw.
That would be a cool meeting.
That would be cool.
I'd go down to Paw Paw.
The Paw Paw people are very nice.
They are.
I know them very well. They're very good people. Anyway,
they're from
if
it
was in that situation where I was with those people in a basement, kill me. I don't want anything to do with it. I don't want to get out of
it. You got a pretty mouth, boy.
Yeah, have you ever seen the one, horrible. This is such a tangent here, where the hills have eyes and the girl, she like gets blinded and she's run away from him and she thinks she hears a car coming. She goes, please help me.
Yeah,
she gets in and it's them.
Yeah, you can see that coming. Though. I hate those movies where it's so predictable. You know, the person got away too easy. Like it's been a trying time. They finally escape. You're like, no, it's not over yet. It can't be over. There's still 40 minutes left.
In that movie, if you watch that scene, she's like, oh, please help me, please. And she's like, oh, thank you so much. And the one guy goes like, where are you headed, honey? She goes, So, Jeff, what are you bad at?
Handyman. Horrible, horrible handyman. I won't even try shit because I know I'm going to fuck it up even more than it's already fucked up. So that's a horrible place to be in life.
What's the limit of things you would fix? Like, what's if something breaks, what is something you would not mess with?
I hate to be
anything,
but truly, like I'm pretty cookie cutter that my brain just doesn't work that way. Like, and it's really crazy how it skips gender. Like my dad was fucking cars, anything. And I mean, truly, there was nothing the dude couldn't fix. My brother got about 85% to 90% and then it dropped to zero. And it's more the fact of matter of I didn't really give a fuck. Like that was just never my thing. Like that didn't intrigue me. Like how I really like people that have that mind, like the kids that you would call them weird back in the day, but really they're the geniuses now. Like they would just take shit apart to put it back together.
Yeah. I wish I was that. I wish I could do that.
Well, I've told you before. I think it's like not to blow you, but like you fucking doing your breaks. Like I was impressed that day.
I love it.
Because really, if you think about that, you are taking on something that really, if you fuck up.
Oh yeah,
I mean it's a bad fuck up.
So, I've done it twice now. I've done the brakes on my car and I did it on my dad's truck.
It's super cool. I
wish I was smarter because I just watched a guy on TikTok the other day take apart an old four wheeler, and put it back together, and it worked. Like I wish I was that good, but I do like handiwork. I like doing that.
I'm just really bad. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
The other thing I would throw in there is, and I'm not a piece of shit, but I'm very, I'm really organized in my work life. I could be better in my personal life, like as in home life.
Yeah.
Like I don't live a mess, but like I could probably be more organized. Like if you walked in my house, it's not like it's organized, but like as in me personally on keeping structured on certain things, that makes sense.
Makes sense. Hey, but speaking of handiwork, I made those dice trays.
That's unbelievable.
Hey-o.
That looks like you bought that off of Amazon.
I'm a little woodworker.
Look at you.
No, I wish
you
I
whittled,
could.
Hey, you whittled that shit.
I so shoddily put those together with a bandsaw and some nails, but you know what?
And good for you. They look really nice. That just wouldn't be my
the metal. The metal one always looks like a fighting ring.
That one, yeah.
Cockfight ring.
Yeah. I'm woodworker.
Yeah, good for you.
Matt, I'm gonna start calling Woody, you bad at
Woody, W-O-D-D-Y.
So many things. I would say I'm very, very bad with patience. I have no patience for anybody and anything. So that's a bad one for me.
Like amusement park, no go.
Yeah, I don't do a lot of things because of that. I don't know what it is. I just don't like wasting time. I know that's bad. Sometimes.
When's the last professional sporting event you've been in? Do you have to wait in a line to get in?
That's something that I've pretty much eliminated from my life. I don't go to them anymore. It's more miserable to me than it is enjoyable.
You're gonna you keep attention though. Like if you like something, if you're interested in something, you keep attention on it though.
Yeah.
Like shows, TVs, games, whatever.
Right.
But you're talking just as far as like waiting.
Just
on
patience
people.
With people, whether it's lines, whether it's just going to like Lowe's, like the other day. So I went to Lowe's and I got some things for my garden, and I went like really early, like 6:45 a.m. because that was great. There's nobody there. I could just go. So I needed one more thing and I forgot it. And then I had to run a couple errands. I think it was the day. It might have been the day we went and set up. It was last Friday that we set up. We went down to Water Street to get ready for the beer mile. So when we were done with that, I was like, all right, I got to get one more thing at Lowe's that I forgot this morning. I'm going to go over there. It was like 10:30. There was 6,000 people out there. I went right through the lot, turned around, and said, "I'll get this another time." I can't do it. I want to say what, like people get like to where they're like get anxiety. I don't get that. I'm not gonna say that. It's like a lot of times people use that as like a cop out to like what really is the world is. But like I was just like, I'm not putting myself in this frustrating mood right now. I'm just gonna leave.
Yeah,
I'll come back again tomorrow morning really early, and then 100%. I'll be on my way. Just so I don't know. I guess it's just more so it goes back to the unawareness of humankind is part of the problem that I really struggle with. I know I should be more patient with people. Not everybody's a piece of shit dickhead like I think they are, but it is really tough for me to do. And probably it doesn't help that I work or with public, and I deal with that a lot.
Yeah.
So I really have less tolerance than ever. So I'm terrible at that, and I know that's not a very good excuse for anything. So I'm all in all, I guess I'll just say I'm a bad guy. I don't know what else
just
to say.
But
I'm really, really bad at so many things. I can't really think of anything else than that. But
I'll take you on my team all day, Matt.
Yeah, facts.
I'm glad Matt's on our team.
I'll take you first round pick.
Hey, if he's a bad guy, then we are fucked.
Yeah,
we're fucked.
Yeah, fuck all that. All
right. Where are you? I was thinking, I don't know if it's because I've gotten older. I forget shit like
well, if you're doing that
like,
now, buddy.
Like if my short term stuff, like my dad tells me to grab something to bring it down to him, fucking I'll leave in like 5 minutes and forget it. Like I'm like, I don't know why. I have no idea why, but like I guess my mind goes a million different ways on stuff. And then when like that's I had it fucking the other day when I was going up to Pittsburgh, I said I set out this spreader and this weed and feed shit that I was going to take up. Set it right out by the garage. I'm like, okay, I'll get this when I leave. Walked right by it and didn't bring it with me.
That happened.
So though. I my forgetfulness, I guess, I'm just losing it.
Jeez, man. Tack on another 15, 20, pal.
Shut it down for me.
That's it. That's all right. I'll come to see you.
Yeah. You guys will be here for 100%. Me. I don't have to worry. You guys
padded
can
balls,
you can remember for me.
We'll start doing shows.
Long
term,
yeah. Long term memory, I'm okay. Short term, I'm losing it.
Jump. Should we go stay at the penitentiary this summer?
Yes.
Yeah, we're already planned.
We got to make that date like
that's
soon.
That's gonna be terrifying.
Concrete.
Look, what would be a good date for that? Because we're gonna stay up till 4 a.m. I'm not going to sleep.
I mean, we don't want to do the depths of summer. So we're going to do it in August when we're getting out. Well, not August, but a little past August. Or
I thought it was better to do it when it's hot out.
Well, it is, but you don't want it to be like 1,000 degrees inside of a stone prison.
But I thought it was always cold in there.
Well, yeah, I guess that could be true.
Well, if we have like a heat wave, which we don't really have anymore.
That's true. But yeah, you're going to be scared then more than just Ninja Turtles this
time. We'll have like 4 energy drinks. I can't go to sleep if we're actually staying in there.
I'd like to try to sleep.
I don't know. I wouldn't feel comfortable. I'm sleeping in an electric chair. It's just that's so much dirt and
look forward to that though.
I'm thank God all the DNA's been taken out of there because I would not.
I'm
going to
sleep in a cell.
There.
I'm laying in a cell
where so many men were sodomized and brutalized, stabbed, and
then worse. The ghost will do that to you.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd just settle for him talking to me. I don't need anything else.
Before we peace out, I just something relevant this week because it won't be good next week. Did you guys see? You probably did. Did you guys see the menu at the Formula One?
Oh, fucking
unbelievable.
Ridiculous!
Miami Grand Prix.
No. Yeah. Like, are you serious?
What? Nachos? How much were the nachos? $180
I think the nachos were $180
Shut the hell up.
Jump. This is Formula One. This is like the richest of the rich.
Yeah, it was in the VIP, wasn't it?
In Miami.
But here's the problem with that. And we just got done talking about manifesting money, hitting the lottery. And I guess at the end of the day, if your pockets were endless, but I still would hope that you would have some sense of being, you would have a problem with this, right? So here we go.
How many people you think even looked at that though that go there?
You know, that's a good point.
Just give me the nachos, $180
Makes me sick.
Like you would shit yourself. Like all of a sudden, yeah, honey, hey, honey, why don't you go get us some nachos? Yeah, that's fine. Fuck no, I'm not buying you nachos.
How much could you get at Sheetz nachos for $180?
I mean, you buy
fuck,
the store.
I mean, you could literally buy You could probably buy 100. All right,
read through them.
So just real quick. Maine lobster rolls, $280
Oh.
Yellowfin tuna poke, $170 U.S. chilled prawn, $290 This is the one that kicks my ass.
The caviar?
Nope. The fruit refresher. So it's a fucking fruit plate. $190
Fuck you. Like,
wait,
fuck that.
How much? This is 1 ounce. Plantains. This is what you're about to read, right?
Add caviar. 400 bones.
For 1 ounce of caviar.
Add to any item. Yep.
Yeah, let me get the nachos and caviar for $600
A F1 platter, which is this. At least there's some ribeye quesadillas. There's some meats on there. It's $290 The wing board's $190 Steamed buns, which is probably it's actually the cheapest thing on here. And I need Korean barbecue shiitake.
Oh yeah.
Shiitake.
I'm sorry, I don't know. Yeah. I'm the pickled vegetables, spicy mayo, and lotus chips for $120
Oh.
Dude, the nachos literally, if you paid $180 for them, they should be bigger than our table right here.
Yeah, should be feasting.
They feed an entire city.
That is kind of gross though.
It is
class.
Not even
that,
kinda,
but that is that is an elitist sport.
If nachos are $7 at Sheetz, for the price that you got at the Formula One race, you could get 25 orders of nachos from Sheetz.
Which would feed, I mean, you'd fill this
whole table up. Feed some of those small countries.
Though. We'd feed our entire company in three times.
We wonder why.
And, you know what? I bet they're not that good. They can't be that good.
And I bet
good.
The portion's small.
Yeah, they can't be good.
Like three chips and like a little bit of shredded cheese.
Yeah, some guacamole for an extra $20.
You're probably the more adventurous eater here. Do you like caviar?
There was one time I was ever at a place that had caviar, and I tried it, and I didn't understand the excitement.
What is it?
It's fish eggs.
What do they call? Oh no, calamari's fried octopus, isn't it?
What's
the whole hype behind caviar though? Is it just like an elite food to eat or something?
More or less. I mean, people swear it's like this rich tasting thing, and it's like
no. You're a weirdo.
Is it supposed to be delicious?
It's supposed to be an aphrodisiac, too. Like, there's some mindsets behind it.
And, I mean, thing. I like sea things. I mean, I love oysters. Like, I'd much prefer those. Although, I'll probably get
I've actually never had caviar.
Dead as the time goes on. The more I'm reading about seafood these days,
For real?
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, I don't know if I want to know about this, then.
Yeah,
what?
I don't know if I want to know about this.
About the way that seafood is caught and processed and things in the world. It's kind of scary what's going on out there. And there's so much mercury and toxins in this stuff now. Mm-hmm. It's to the point where it's like if I lived somewhere where I was eating shellfish like every single day or week, it probably wouldn't be good.
So like
are you saying
how it's been manufactured?
Well,
or how
there's different layers to it, because how it's being caught is a huge issue.
What
right
about
now.
Like if you're off your dock in Maryland catching crab?
Right, but that's where you're worried about the chemicals and toxins that are being put
the
into
water.
The waters. I mean, our waters are getting so, and I'm you guys know me, I'm not Mr. Green here and there, but like we got to take care of the sea. Like, I don't know if you guys saw the video. It disgusts me, and I'd like to beat these kids
up. Exactly.
Spring break with those kids dumping the trash into the ocean.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it made me so mad. I wanted to push him down in a boat propeller. Like, and then their parents, too. Like, how could you raise people to act like that?
If I saw my kids on that video and they're dumping all that trash in there, I would chew them out so hard.
They wouldn't have a life when they came home.
Because, number one, even if you don't believe in global warming, you don't believe in climate.
That's still pollution.
You are directly putting this into the water that other people have to deal with.
We're only in existence because of the ocean. If the ocean starts to rot away and die, we're going to die as a civilization. The air that's generated from the oceans more than any amount of trees could ever accomplish on the entire earth, times a million. And then we're worried about fucking straws choking turtles when you got kids dumping bottles in there. So that's one extreme to the other. The straws and the turtles have.
I couldn't believe this. I was driving up the hill the other day somewhere in Wheeling, and like as I'm passing this car, a milkshake or a smoothie plastic thing just gets chucked out the window.
You should go right to jail for that.
I'm thinking to myself, if you're doing that, like driving down a hill out in public, there's chucking your garbage out. Like, what are you doing else behind? Because that's
a great question.
I couldn't do that.
Their houses are probably a fucking disaster.
But I don't understand. Is it even when I was that age?
Is that cool to litter?
Not one ounce of the not one fiber of my being would say we're doing this. Not one chance I was doing that to the ocean. And those kids are out there laughing like some pieces of shit.
Yeah.
I wish that boat
that bothered
explode.
Me a lot. But I don't like that either, Joe.
All right.
Anyway, crazy. Let's end
don't litter.
And then on an angry note.
Yeah.
Stop littering, asshole.
Stop it. Dickhead.
Go pick up your garbage, me.
All right. You got an outro since you're the host.
Welcome,
moderator.
Welcome to the Pine Room, everybody. We'll see you next time for episode 109. Have a great week, everybody. We're out.
Peace.
See ya.